This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baskin Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. We are planning on talking to Chris Easterling from the Akron Beacon Journal coming up here in just a few moments. And he is there, right? He's in Carolina, assuming that's correct. Yes? No? Maybe?
Not just in his mind.
Yes. Either one. Thank you.
That's the second time that joke's been cracked today, and it was bad the first time.
I didn't say it. It wasn't bad, and it wasn't meant to be a joke. I just kind of was saying it in the beginning, and then now Jeff had to make that happen as a joke. All right, so
don't try it a third time because it's not going to get better.
No, heavens no.
Again, we're going to get a hold of Chris here in a couple minutes, and we'll talk to him about what's going on.
Unless he stiffs us because he's doing his job.
What, you think he's writing a story?
He might be actually working.
I think he likes coming on the show.
Well, I hope so.
As long as you're nice to him. I mean, you asked him.
I said hello to him the other day when we were out at camp.
And what did he say? Nice to meet you?
He said, good to meet you, Steve.
That's exactly what I thought he would say. never mind. What are the big storylines for the Browns today? Well, we found out early today that Shedeur Sanders will be playing quarterback and starting, according to all reports, will be starting. Including the Cleveland Browns on Friday, even though Jeff and I were scratching our heads about something that Kevin Stefanski said, because he didn't make it clear, 100% clear. But he will be, and then...
Looking for clarification, Andy.
Yeah, Tyler Huntley will also be there, and he will also play. Those are the two quarterbacks that will play on Thursday, on Friday night, when the Browns take on... the Carolina Panthers. What else did we learn today? Jerry Jeudy will not play. Most of the veterans will not play. A lot of the guys saw time today. But didn't it feel like a short practice?
Yep.
Felt really
short.
About
an hour and a half.
So they had a joint practice today in Carolina. As far as we know, everyone is healthy coming out of that practice. That might be the best storyline of all. I'm just trying to think of other, the press conferences that went off today, Myles Garrett said that there is a sense of urgency now that we haven't seen before. Joe Flacco also spoke today, said it was a sloppy day. They were having some pre-snap problems. That's something that the coaching staff and the players are really trying to harp on to make sure that that doesn't happen. He also said some of the younger guys, the light bulb is coming on, and he likes the room dynamic, especially with Shedeur, and now Huntley's there, and they've got that Baltimore tie. So, and then he also had a really nice long pass today to Jerry Jeudy, which I think everyone, that was like the highlight of the day. Did I miss anything, Jeff?
Sounds good to me, Andy. I think you nailed it. Well done.
Thank you. I'm.
And then tomorrow they work, do a little thing on their own, and then they play on Friday. And Jeff, I can't wait to see it.
Jeff, would they be better off not playing these preseason games and just doing these joint practices and maybe only doing it for 2 weeks and getting right into the games, especially if they wanted to add the 18th? By the way, it does seem like the 18th game doesn't seem like it's as much of a slam dunk as it was a few weeks ago, especially with a lot of stuff going on with the NFLPA and how Roger Goodell was just like talking about it as it was matter of fact. Would they be better off not playing these preseason games?
No. And I don't like preseason games. You know that.
I don't either.
I can't stand them, to be honest with you. But as long as they're going to play them, I think they can be put to use. Now, for instance, aren't you really intrigued to see what Shedeur Sanders can do?
Yes.
I am. And then, man, am I hoping like crazy that Dylan Gabriel is good to go the following week against Philadelphia. I want to see him.
I actually think...
Let's go.
We are probably one of the most interesting stories in the entire NFL with Shedeur Sanders and seeing what he's going to do on Friday night.
Well, and Dylan Gabriel. You have two rookie quarterbacks, Andy. That's a big deal. I'm sorry. As much of a storyline as Shedeur is, Dylan Gabriel's a pretty good storyline too.
Jeff, I think he's an excellent quarterback. I thought he played. Excellent college quarterback. He was. He was an excellent college quarterback.
Yeah. Better than Shedeur.
But I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's a bigger story than Shedeur Sanders.
I didn't say he was a bigger. I said he was an interesting story.
I didn't say you said or didn't say. I told you what I was saying. Chris Easterling, guess what? He is on the fan hotline right now. Hi, Chris. How are you?
From the Beacon Journal. Hi, bud.
Not too bad. How are you guys doing?
Oh, man. All right. So tell us how today was. How are things going? And what's the big buzz?
Well, the rain at least mercifully stopped long enough for us to watch practice.
True or false, Chris? I don't want to stop you quickly, but the entire media crew ran over to like a Walmart or something and bought ponchos.
Word travels fast.
It wasn't the whole
group, but it was me and Mary Kay. I mean, and Tony. I think actually Tony also. So yeah. Probably pretty much everybody that's down here.
Cool. All right. I just want to make sure we're getting all the information we need out of Carolina today. So, all right. What's your take on Shedeur getting the start on Friday?
Well, I think it was the natural move. When you consider that clearly they, they're trying to protect Kenny's hamstring. They're trying to protect Dylan's hamstring, and they didn't really want Joe. They really don't want Joe out there anymore, especially with the joint prices. They don't want him out there in a game situation. So you're kind of putting him in bubble wrap a little bit. And at least this preseason game, probably next one. So it just made sense that Shedeur was going to be the guy up. And now what's interesting is going to be how much he actually plays, because Kevin said today that it's Shedeur and it's Tyler Huntley, and those are the two quarterbacks for Friday. And Tyler's reps are all going to be based on how quickly he can get up to speed, at least enough to run in a game. So you can see you can see 3-4 quarters of Shedeur. I would almost bet that you see 3-4 quarters of Shedeur. Now Tyler got maybe 5 reps between 7-on-7 and 11-on-11 today against the Panthers in the practice, but it's going to be Shedeur's show. So if anybody's complaining and criticizing the lack of what they perceive as the lack of snaps in training camp, they're going to get their share in the preseason opener.
Chris, in listening to Kevin today, he never actually said that Shedeur was starting. And everybody ran with Shedeur is starting. Did the Browns, and the Browns put it out on their Twitter account as well. Did somebody come in later and say something that, yeah, he's going to start? Because it was left, I believe Kevin was asked a question, and he said, we'll work through that, and we'll try and get Tyler up to speed as quickly as possible.
Well, I think it's sort of reading. He didn't really say it directly that way, Jeff, but I think it's sort of, you can read between the lines when they say we have to get Tyler Huntley up to speed. It's going to be Shedeur unless they throw some massive curveball where it's, Tyler comes out and he runs the series 3 handoffs to like Amani Marshall and turns it over to Shedeur. But Mike, you're right. He didn't quite say it directly, but I think that's that's always been sort of the plan, at least the last couple of days, is start Shedeur.
Chris, is this accurate in your mind? The Browns have done a really nice job of putting Shedeur in situations where he can succeed during training camp.
I think that's accurate.
Okay. My only thought about Tyler starting would be, boy, if you're going to throw Shadour out there now as the starter, I'd almost rather see him come in, you know, second quarter once Carolina gets their starters out of there, just to keep building his confidence in everything else. So I can't wait to see him play, Chris. And what do you expect out of him?
I expect, I expect there's going to be moments where you go, wow. You know, there's going to be some wow moments. There's going to be some moments where you see the vision. You see what you saw, the things that really drew people to love him at Colorado. And you know, there's going to be moments because, you know, the thing about the way they've run training camp is they let the play run to conclusion regardless of whether, you know, it would have been a sack or, you know, something else, you know, during a regular game where the quarterback can actually get hit and everything. And, you know, Shadour still, you know, there's some drifting in the pocket. There's some, you know, not just getting rid of the football. There's some, you know, drifting into sacks or what would seem like drifting into pressure in the pocket. And I think you're going to see that also. I think you're going to see a young man who's going to see NFL speed, real NFL speed for the first time. And I think there's going to be some good things and some bad things. And, you know, the biggest thing, and I think I agree with Tommy Reese, said something a couple of days ago. He's, you know, they're not going to try to overact. They're going to stay to what they're, you know, stay to their message within the building. And I think that's big with this regard also, because it is his first time, because even when he's going against the Browns defense in training camp, it's still, you know, it is still, you know, controlled, and it's not really full speed the way you'll see full speed in a preseason game. So, you know, I think this is asking a lot when it comes to Shadour Sanders and the conversation about him, but if everybody can just be measured and undertake what it is for what it is, you know, there'll be a lot to get out of Friday night for him that he can grow. But my guess is that it's going to be like every other conversation about Shadour, who I like. I've been very impressed with throughout training camp, both off the field and the way he's handled things and on the field, is that, you know, it's just everybody's going to come from it from their own biases, their own positions that have long been established regarding this young man. And where it's you're going to have an interesting show on Monday, is my guess. I mean, regardless of what he does.
I think you're right. Hey, speaking of Monday, and Jeff and I were talking about this before, do you think they're going to stick with these five quarterbacks all the way until cuts? Or do you think, I mean, if they get healthy, do they still need five quarterbacks here?
No, they don't. No. Tyler Huntley is to get them through as long as they need to get through. My guess is I think they feel, it seems like they feel like Kenny and Dylan aren't that far away, but it's a hamstring, so you just don't want to, and especially like here with the rain and everything down here, you really just don't want to do too much too fast, because those things can linger. But both Kenny and Dylan did 7-on-7 work, and to be honest, I thought, you know, Dylan especially had a really, really nice 7-on-7, you know, period for him. Some nice throws and everything. But, you know, I think it all depends. I even asked Kevin during the press conference if, you know, he felt like comfortable that Philly, you would see more Kenny and Dylan. He goes, we got to let that play out. And I think as they let that play out, I think, you know, they saw Tyler Huntley's a guy who's familiar, somewhat, at least familiar with the organization, at least somewhat familiar with, you know, the idea of the offense as it was somewhat structured a year ago. And so this was an easy, you know, placeholders, stopgap, just to get him to the next, just to get them to the next, to when they can at least get three quarterbacks who they feel can go full go and move on from there.
Chris Easterling joining us. He covers the Browns for the Beacon Journal. You can read all of Chris's work at ohio.com. Fifth round draft choice, lots of hype. Shadour, third round draft choice. People think he was overdrafted. Dylan Gabriel. They still drafted him in the third round, not in the fifth. How's he looked to you so far, Chris? And have the Browns asked him to do more than they've asked Shadur to do?
Well, in the sense that they have given him reps with the first team, yes, they have asked Dylan to, quote, do more. But in terms of just the general number of reps, the number of series they have gotten, I mean, it's been pretty even between the two, you know, between the two quarterbacks. You know, Dylan, this was really the first time Dylan didn't do 11-on-11. Because he even on what was that day, Monday, he did an 11-on-11 period. You know, Shadur did miss a full practice of team drills because of the arm soreness on Friday, or Saturday, whatever day that was, they all run together. So that sort of skews the numbers a little bit. But I think they came in. I wonder if they could go back and say, look, view this as two separate competitions into one instead of one competition in general. Maybe it would have been easier for people to understand that, look, it's Dylan versus Shadur in a sense that The third round pick is going to be ahead of the fifth round pick because that's just the way it is. And then the two veteran guys were going to sort of compete. And if they felt like one of the rookies was good enough to start, well, then he gets in the mix. But I think the expectation always was it was going to be Joe or Kitty starting. And we'll see how one of the rookies develop. But kind of circling this back is, you know, Dylan did not have, I thought, a good week last week. And then this injury has come up that, you know, who knows, you know, how long that's going to impact him. But I thought he threw the ball well today in a limited 7-on-7. You know, there are moments, but, you know, he looks like a quarterback that some people didn't think was even a third round, was a day three pick instead of a third round pick. And at times, and you know, I guess that's just expected when you take a quarterback outside of the first round or second round. Even.
Chris, I want to ask you just a little bit more about the game. I'm going to be honest. One of the things I'm looking forward to is seeing some of these wide receivers not named Tillman, Judy, or maybe even Thrash. I'm looking forward to seeing Deontay Johnson, but I think those two kind of underdog stories with Gage Larvadan and Luke Floria, like I hope those guys get some action on Friday night. Are you looking forward to that, or is there any other skill player that is like knocked your socks off and go, I want to see what this guy looks like?
I'm curious how much run Harold Fannin gets. To be honest,
yeah.
I really think the Canton kid's got a chance to really blossom into a nice player. I'm not saying he's going to be there as a rookie, and certainly not in his preseason. I just want to see how he grows and develops because I think he's had a really nice camp. I think he's, you know, he's trying to just quietly put his head down and gotten to it. And I want to see what, you know, the way they use him and how much maybe they use him on Friday night. But to your point, Gage and Luke definitely have sort of separated themselves from the other undrafted rookies in that wide receiver group. And I mean, Luke actually ran a series of 11-on-11s with Floria, with Flacco today. Even so, you know, it was late in the practice. It was one throw, but you know, Larvadan, as I pronounce it right, has gotten a lot of run with Flacco and like the quote unquote first group over the last week of practice. And, you know, all you can do is, I don't know if either makes it the roster or not, but both of them are making their cases and they're doing what you do to get yourself in the conversation and get yourself noticed and certainly be guys that eventually could find their way, you know, even if they don't make the initial 53, find a way to the practice squad. And from there, you know, just keep, you know, just keep, you know, your nose to the grindstone and who knows, you get a shot on game day and go from there.
Yep, this is the game where we all fall in love with some undrafted rookie. Hey, Chris, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for giving us a few moments today to let us know what's going on, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, thanks for having me on, fellas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll talk to you soon. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. If you missed any of our interviews today or the press conferences that happened down in Carolina, then you can hear them on the Odyssey app, the Baskin and Phelps podcast. Chris Easterling joined us at 1 o'clock, but we also have heard, you know, bits and pieces. And if you want to listen to Kevin Stefanski's press conference, make sure you're listening to the morning show. If you go back and listen to their podcast, you'll be able to hear the whole press conference from that as well. But, you know, we also heard from Joe Flacco today. Who else was on the show? Miles Garrett was on the show today. So a lot of really cool stuff. And if you missed any of it, you're always welcome to go back and listen to it. It is on the Odyssey app. All right, I have said time and time again, I do not think that the Browns will carry four quarterbacks on the 53-man roster. And if somebody gets hurt, you know, that's another story. Or they're going to try to put somebody back to the practice squad. Well, according to his podcast, Adam Schefter, who I think is there. I thought I heard him. I think he asked a question at one of the early press conferences today. I think he's at Browns today. Said this on his podcast.
I actually now think the Browns are more likely than not to carry four quarterbacks on their final 53-man roster. I think both rookie quarterbacks are on the Browns' final 53-man roster. Joe Flacco right now seems to be the man who is in the lead today, prior to the preseason games, for the Browns' starting quarterback job. So that leaves us back to Kenny Pickett, and not to mention Snoop Huntley. And I would say this, Kenny Pickett is still young. Kenny Pickett is a former first-round draft pick. Kenny Pickett is a quarterback. Teams that have a need at that position, if they suffer an injury, you would think that one of the first teams that they would call would be the Cleveland Browns. Quarterbacks in this league are currency. So would you rather have a 8th offensive lineman, a 9th defensive lineman, a 6th linebacker, a 7th wide receiver, whatever it may be, or would you rather have a 4th quarterback? I think in the end, ultimately, they're going to go with 4 quarterbacks.
Okay.
That Schefter is a pretty smart guy.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Phelps, medium rare. Is that how you want your steak?
I don't know why you guys think you're thinking it's steak.
Medium
it's
rare
not.
Plus.
It's not. What are you guys doing for me if I'm right?
Already handshake.
We wouldn't be able to do anything. Right? We'd be on the floor, unconscious.
Openly admit you're right and a hearty handshake.
And for the next 23 minutes, Baskin bows out. You can listen to two idiots on the radio.
The
knock
word
yourself
hearty
out.
Doesn't get used often enough.
And he just proved it by having a conversation about the word hearty.
Again.
This is now a segment, hearty.
We've never been more pedantic than we are today.
Is that the second time you've said pedantic today?
It's the most truthful statement going.
The one thing Schefter said there.
What is pedantic? But would you say it is?
Pedantic.
Pedantic.
Is the word, and it's mean drilling.
No, 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 I didn't want you to give it. I was going to let people call and give us definition.
Wait, we're
not reading it, but go ahead, give the definition now.
You're not Ken
Focusing
Jennings.
Focusing way too much on the minutia instead of the big picture.
And did you read this in this Word a Day book you have now that you're reading?
I'm just a man who enjoys words.
Can I just throw this out?
They're very
as
fun.
We get back to what Adam Schefter
Whimsical
said.
One
well, you're the guy's ripping me because I have a thought, and I believe that an NFL team isn't going to waste three spots for guys that can't do anything on Sunday. And yes, if I'm the seventh guy who's a wide receiver on this team, and I'm now playing special teams, I'm keeping one of your starters off the field on a kickoff or in some special team situation. What's your point? Sorry.
I agree with Schefter because I said it about a month ago. And it's this, I would rather have a fourth quarterback if I think that guy can play than a ninth defensive back to go cover punts because they're currency. He's exactly right. Exactly right. Because you can trade a quarterback. You know, are all four of these guys going to be on the team at the end of the year? I'll bet not. But are all four going to be on the roster at the beginning of the year? I would bet so. And the reason why...
Well, what are you willing to bet then? You guys are all over me on this.
The reason why, they're currency. And name me the guy who's the best guy out of this bunch. They don't know yet. They might not know until late in the season.
Seems to me like they think Joe Flacco's the best guy right now.
Well, that's an educated assumption on your part.
Okay. And that's where we are with this. I still think attrition is going to knock one of these guys out with injury.
Maybe.
So one of these four guys is going to end up on the practice squad.
What if they don't, Andy? What if somebody's not injured?
Then I think they trade one of them before the season starts.
Which one and why?
I tend to lean towards Pickett or Flacco. And the way Pickett gets it is it that Pickett just somehow, some way knocks everyone's socks off here and becomes a starting quarterback. Or Joe retires. I still think something that could be.
I don't get that feeling from him at all.
It doesn't sound like that, no. But if you walk up to him and say, hey, Joe, you're going to be Kenny's backup, is that something you want to do? And what's he going to say? Or he might say, trade me. No, I still want to play. I want to play. I want to go somewhere where they're going to give me a chance to play. Now,
I'll give you the one scenario where that might make more sense.
Nowhere does it make sense to have three guys that can't play on Sunday.
Yes,
can't
it does,
do
any, Andy.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Andy,
what doesn't make sense to me for, you know, if I'm the offensive line coach, right, or I'm the defensive back coach, and I don't want my backup anybody on special teams with a risk of getting hurt, so let the seventh team or the sixth wide receiver, let him be out there. At least we know we can use him on special teams. Again, every play is important. And to have three guys that can't walk out on the field, to me, just seems ridiculous. I know you got to have a backup quarterback. I get that. And your third quarterback is going to be inactive anyway. So now you're going to have a third and a fourth guy inactive? Doesn't make any sense. I need someone who can play.
All right, so you're going to keep Lamarion James over Kenny Pickett.
Can he make a tackle?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, it doesn't make any sense. It's not about the last name.
He's way down on the depth chart at corner.
It's a numbers game.
I'd much rather have a quarterback who I might be able to either flip into something more valuable or who actually might end up being a guy who can play for me and do well.
So wait, you're saying flip into more valuable meaning what?
Eventually trade.
Okay, I'm saying the same thing.
Yeah, but
it's going to happen before the season starts.
Right,
here's the biggest
reason
why.
I don't think they'll have four.
I think someone in that third and final preseason game is going to have their backup quarterback get hurt, and someone else is going to be looking to us to go, hey, man, why don't you trade us one of those guys? And they end up getting a draft pick maybe a little bit higher than they thought they were going to get. Again, I'm not picking one of the four guys. What I'm saying is that common sense at the end of the day says, I'm going to have three guys at the same position who can't do anything for me on game day. That just doesn't make any sense.
It
just
put somebody else.
You can try to talk
teams.
Me out of this, and I'm not going to listen.
Yeah, we know.
And I'm just telling you that because if they can trade one of these guys, they'll do it. That's what I think. Or one of these guys is going to be hurt. Sorry. Hate to be the bearer of bad news. And that's why you want to carry out. Why did they bring somebody in? Because the other guys were banged up. Seriously, we've gone, 2 weeks now, 3 weeks? and three out of your four quarterbacks that you brought in that you knew were going to play are hurt or banged up already before you've even played under the lights anywhere else. But you agree with Schefter, and that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. I
said it a month ago.
That they're commodities.
Yeah. And that's why you would keep four.
And
Schefter said the same thing I said. I'd rather have a quarterback than a guy to go cover kicks.
Hmm. All right, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We'll put a ball on the show when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.